and you'd like a better view of what's going to happen over here, why don't you come to the front and grab a seat on the bench. If you're not a child or you're a young person or adult, why don't you grab a Bible and turn to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, which is on page 1006. So anyone coming forward to the benches, find Mark chapter 4 and then I'm going to pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we hold Bibles in our hands in a language that we can understand. We thank you that the Bible is your word and you speak to us as we read it. And so we pray now that you'd give us ears to hear your voice and give us hearts that trust your voice and want to obey your voice. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Does anyone know what this emoji means? Anyone know what this emoji means? This emoji means cool. Cool, calm, and collected, okay? Anyone know what this emoji means? That's going to be a fun morning, isn't it, with you lot? This emoji means fearful, which means anxious or afraid. And I need a couple of volunteers. Tom, are you volunteering? Lucky. You've already been at the front, so I won't pick you. I need one adult and one child. Joey, you're always good at volunteering. You want to play? Up you come. And I need an adult. Kate. You've been up the front this morning? Oh, Kate. Anna, up you come. Thank you. So, we're going to play a game with these two emojis. Here's how it works, okay? So a picture is going to appear on the screen. Don't show us yet. A picture is going to appear on the screen. And you have to show people how you would feel if you saw that in real life, okay? So if you saw the picture that appears on the screen, would you be cool, calm, and collected? If so, Joey, which emoji will you show us? If you feel cool, calm, and collected, yes, good man. Anna, if you felt afraid or anxious, which one would you show us? Brilliant, okay? So, let's have the first picture. How would you feel if you saw... And go. Ducks. Hold up the emoji you would feel. Anna would be cool, calm, and collected, so would you. Brilliant, okay, next one. Snakes. Bit fearful. Next one. Heights. How would you feel if you were on top of that building? Bit fearful. Well done, Joe. Good job being honest. Yep. Okay, fearful. Next one. Dogs like that. Rottweilers. They're running straight at you, Anna. Well done, Joey. Cool, calm, and collected. Next one. Roller coasters. You love roller coasters, Anna? Depends which one, or a bit of both. Next one, next picture. Spiders. Next one. Rats. You love rats, Joey. Anna's not so sure. Next one. Flying. Never been on a plane. What do you think? Cool, calm, and collected? Not sure. Anna's cool. Next one. The dark. You're fine. Fine. I think there's one more. Bananas. Cool, calm, and collected. Thank you very much. Give these guys a round of applause. Now, some things that make people anxious or afraid are silly, like bananas. Some people are actually afraid, apparently, of bananas. But some things that make people anxious or afraid, they're not silly, they're actually very serious. So let me tell you a few things that people are anxious about. Take a seat, please. Nice one, Kate. She's hungry in the middle of the sermon. Brilliant. Some things that people are anxious or afraid of are serious. Here's a list. School. Thanks, Kate. Some people are anxious about school. Some people are anxious about work. Some people are anxious about the future or retirement, exams. Some people are anxious about money or health. Health is a big one. People are anxious about their health or the health of their family or their friends. Will they get sick? Some people are anxious or afraid of death. Now, most of us here, children and adults, will be anxious or afraid of something. So here's a question. What makes you anxious or afraid? Think about that question for a moment. What makes you anxious or afraid? Because this morning we're going to look at a Bible passage in Mark chapter 4 that shows us this. Jesus is bigger than the things that make us anxious or afraid. Jesus is much, much bigger. Now, the Bible passage is written by a man called Mark. And Mark was friends with a man called Peter. And Peter was friends with Jesus. And so what we're going to read this morning really happened. This is a true story. And it all started one evening. The sun had set. It was dark outside. And Jesus has been teaching by a lake. And he says to his friends, have a look down if you've got a Bible open, at Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Jesus says to his friends, let's go over to the other side of the lake. And so Jesus and his friends, they leave a crowd behind and they get into a boat. And here's my makeshift boat. And I need a few volunteers, people to be disciples. Joey, up you come. Anyone else want to be a disciple? Faith, up you come. Take one of these. And you're cool, calm and collected at the moment. Have a seat in the boat. Have a seat in the boat. Anyone want to join these two in the boat? Dan, thanks, buddy. Nice one, Dan. Don't sit in the back seat. That's reserved for somebody else. Anyone else want to sit in the boat? Want to sit in the boat? Come on then, up you come, sweetie. Well done. You're cool, calm and collected. So show everybody that you're cool, calm and collected at the moment, because these disciples are fishermen, most of them. So they're not afraid or anxious about boats. They're cool, calm and collected. And at the moment, the water is very gentle. See if you can hear the water. They're in their boats. Everything's calm. I need one more volunteer now. And this person is going to be Jesus. Maybe we need an adult for this one. Any adult volunteers? Paul, you'll make a good Jesus. And Jesus is fast asleep in the back of the boat. Jesus is sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. But if you've got a Bible, have a look down at verse 37, because this is what happens. A furious squall came up. And a squall is a word for a storm. A big storm. See if you can hear the storm coming. Listen carefully. Verse 37 tells us that the waves broke over the boats. The boats were so full of water that it was nearly swamped. And there's water here, and there's water there. There's water everywhere. Water everywhere. Woohoo! I couldn't resist. Sorry if you get a few black bits. It's a bath toy, so there's a bit of dirt in there. But it just adds to the realism. There's water everywhere. And the disciples, they're not just wet, actually. The disciples are very worried. So show us your fearful faces, disciples. Hold them up. You're not cool, calm and collected anymore. They're afraid. They're desperate. They think they're going to drown. They think they're going to die. But Jesus is still sleeping. He's sleeping. He's sleeping. He's sleeping at the back of the boat on a cushion until the disciples start shouting. Now, guys, can you read that? Do you know what that says? Yeah? You know what that says? Do you know what that says? That says, don't you care if we drown? So you know what it says? So I'm going to count to three. You have to shout it, okay, as loud as you can. Okay, because you're in a boat that's being swamped with water and you're terrified. Ready? One, two, three, go. Should we try one more time? One, two, three, go. Right, we need some help from the congregation. So I'll show you what the disciples shout, okay? Yeah? So on three, we'll all shout it and see if Jesus wakes up. One, two, three, go. Not loud enough. Not loud enough. So we'll go one more time and hopefully Jesus will wake up this time. Okay, ready? Shout it like you're in a storm and you're drowning. Got no hope apart from Jesus. Ready? One, two, three, go. Brilliant. And he wakes up. There we go. There's Jesus. And actually, Jesus doesn't just wake up. He stands up. Have a look at verse 39. Come on, Jesus, look alive. He stands up and hopefully he says something to the wind and the waves. Do you know? It's a test. I've got it here on a piece of paper if you want to be sure. There we go. Jesus says to the wind and to the waves, quiet, be still. And the wind died down and it was completely calm. Jesus told the wind and the waves what to do and they did it straight away, just like that. Thanks, Paul. You can sit down. Now, there are some creatures that are very obedient. Dogs are very obedient, or at least they can be. Some dogs recognize their owner's voice and do what their owner says straight away, just like that. In fact, I've got a short clip of a very, very obedient dog. Let's hope it plays.
Stop. Stay. Back up, back up, back, back, back up. Sit down. Stay. Crawl. Stay. Back. Slow. 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 Stay. Slow. Stay. Turn around. Turn the other way. Look at it. Back up. Back. Ready? Slow. One step. One more step. Don't you look at it. Back up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Get closer. Wait. Sit. Take a sneak peek.
Okay, and he goes on to do some more cool stuff as well. That is a very, very obedient dog. That dog recognized the voice of its owner and did what they said. Straight away, just like that. But with Jesus, it's not just that creatures obey him. The creation obeys him. In Mark chapter 4, the wind and the waves recognize his voice and they do what he says straight away, just like that. Jesus created the wind and the waves, and so Jesus controls the wind and the waves. They recognize their owner's voice. They do what he says. And have a look down at verse 39. Verse 39 in the Bible says, it was completely calm. Jesus said to the wind, quiet, and it didn't make a sound. Jesus said to the waves, be still, and they didn't move. It was completely calm. Jesus was in complete control. He's bigger than the wind, and he's bigger than the waves. Much, much bigger. Right, I think we'll give these guys a round of applause. You can take your seats, guys. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. And because Jesus is bigger than the wind and the waves, Mark encourages us in this passage to do two things. The first thing he says is, have faith in Jesus. Have faith in Jesus. After Jesus had stopped the storm, have a look at what he says to his friends in verse 40. Jesus says to his friends, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? The disciples were afraid of the wind and the waves. They were afraid of drowning. They were afraid of dying. But Jesus says to them, why? Why are you so afraid? I'm bigger than the wind and I'm bigger than the waves, much bigger. Have faith in me. In other words, Jesus says to his friends, trust me. Trust me. I don't know what makes you anxious, what makes you afraid, what you thought about earlier when we asked that question. Some of the things that make us anxious or afraid are very serious. But Mark wants us to know this morning, Jesus is bigger than all of them. In fact, if you were to go home and read through Mark chapter 5, you'd see that Jesus is bigger than demons. And Jesus is bigger than disease. And Jesus is bigger than death. In chapter 5, Jesus speaks to a dead girl. He commands her to get up, and she does, straight away, just like that. Or does anyone know? Does anyone know what the most repeated command in the Bible is? What does God say to us again and again and again, more than anything else? He says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Whatever is making you anxious this morning, whatever is making you afraid, Jesus is bigger. And we don't just trust Jesus to deal with the past. And we don't just trust Jesus to deal with the future. It's not that he gives us forgiveness and forever and nothing else. We trust Jesus with the present. Even when things feel out of control, they're not. Jesus is in complete control. Do not be afraid. So have faith in him. Here's the second thing we should do, though. Have a fear of him. Fear him. Have a look at verse 41. After Jesus had stopped the storm, in verse 41, the disciples weren't cool, calm, and collected. They were terrified. And they weren't terrified now of the wind or the waves. They were terrified of the man in front of them, Jesus. He's bigger than the wind and the waves. Who is this man? Jesus has terrifying power. And Mark wants us to fear him. Fear him. Now, you can't just say to somebody who's anxious or afraid, stop being anxious or afraid. That doesn't work. The way to fight fear is with fear. Stick with me for a moment. The way to fight fear is with fear. And to help us understand this, this one might be a bit more for the adults, we're going to watch a clip from Crocodile Dundee. I used to love this film, okay? And this is probably the best bit in the whole film, okay? So hopefully we'll get it to play. Otherwise I'll have to act it out and that won't be as good.
You got a light, buddy?
Yeah, sure, kid. There you go.
And your wallet.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Anyone want to watch it again? Well, we'll watch it later. So, the two people, Sue and Mick, Okay, that's their names. And Sue, when she sees that guy with a knife, the first knife, she's afraid. And rightly so, knives are scary. But when she sees Mick's knife, the second knife, she's not afraid of the first knife anymore. She knows that that bigger second knife will keep her safe. And it's a bit like that with our fears. The way to fight fear is with a bigger fear. When there are things that make us anxious or afraid, they are scary. But when there are things that are anxious or afraid, we can look at Jesus because he is much, much bigger. He has terrifying power. He's bigger than our fears. He's in complete control. Even if we're afraid of death, which is very scary, Jesus is bigger than death. If you trust in him, Jesus promises. He has already promised that he will keep you safe. And he says to us this morning, do not be afraid. Jesus is bigger than the things that make us anxious and afraid. Have faith in him. Have fear of him. Let's take a moment of quiet, then we'll sing.